Hey, everybody, welcome to the Art of Relationship Show. Let me sort of adjust the mic a little bit. Sorry about that. Anyways, welcome to the show. I know I'm a half hour late. I had a little change in my schedule today, so I had to adjust for doing the show a half hour late. So thank you for joining. I appreciate your patience. And we're going to kick off about premarital counseling, premarital insights to a relationship. And if you want to get married, you know, what are things that you have looked at, maybe not looked at? And I even designed a course lately, just recently, I shouldn't say lately, recently, I have a course that's ready for it. I call it premarital and early relationship course to give you insights. And I'm going to run down some insights real quick today during the show. So don't go anywhere. And again, I appreciate your patience. Be right back after this with the Art of Relationship Show. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Art of Relationship Show. Like I said, I'm starting a half hour later than normal. I had to change my schedule a little bit today. So I appreciate you. Your favorite host, I guess, Love Guru Greg. And I'm a fully licensed professional counselor in the state of Michigan, a relationship and sex specialist, and have been for over two decades now. So I appreciate you tuning in. And when you look at premarital, you know, insights, right? There are some churches, some religions offer premarital, you know, counseling, whatever. And I do a lot of it, but a lot of times, the premarital counseling I do, it's usually when the crap has hit the fan. There's usually issues going on and, you know, people are getting married in 2 weeks. Greg, we need to see you because this happened. I'm like, whoa, you know, it's, I get you, right? So it's looking at insights that a lot of people don't even examine or explore and never even thought about, okay? So real quick, you can join in the live chat down below and throw out your questions, your insights. I'd love to, you know, hear or help as many people as possible out there. So talking about, you know, premarital insights or premarital early relationship counseling aspects. And like I said on the break, I just set up, designed a premarital / early relationship course I have available on my website as well to help people out. And it's cheap. It's very reasonable. Okay. So looking at, you know, what insights, and if people have been living together for a long time, dating for a long time, and all of a sudden you get engaged or you're, you know, hey, let's go elope next week, that type of situation, I want you to first ask, you know, if you've been together a long time or even living together more specifically, we'll say living together for a few years, what do you feel will change when you get married, when you sign that marriage license and get officially legally married, because marriage is a legal entity? What do you feel is going to change? I ask people all the time, do you feel like you will be loved more if you're married? And everybody talks about, you know, a sense of security being married, and the divorce rate keeps hovering between 45 and 50% for first marriages, second, third, whatever. They keep increasing for divorce rate. And I'm all about preserving relationships and marriages. That's what I do. But it's not always possible, and or it should not always happen. Okay, let's be real. So we look at, you know, what is your view of being married versus living together? Okay. And some people, it's a stigma. Some people look at, you know what, I feel better. I feel more secure. I'm not just the girlfriend. I'm not just the boyfriend. We have a child together and we don't share each other's last name. Because you're married, you don't have to share each other's last name. A lot of couples and a lot of women, woohoo, right? I'm all about independent women. Are choosing not to take the last name of the man. That patriarchal societal BS, if you will, right? Oh, our kid needs the same last name as dad, as mom. And it's all about ego and pride. So looking at, what are your expectations? What is going to be different between you being married and how you are now in dating or as soon as you're engaged, and if you're living together, what I want to talk about expectations and what do you feel are going to change when you move into marriage, right? Are finances going to change now? Are, you know, the tasks around the house, do they change because you're married versus you're not married, right? If you share finances before you get married, you're living together and you maybe share the bills, whatever works for you, 50-50, 60-40, whatever works for you. And do you feel like when you're married now, it's going to change, right? Or maybe you separate and you're one person's viewing that once we're married, you know what? All the finances are together and now I don't have to pay anything. It's the man's job or it's my woman's job to be the provider. And when we're married, all that changes. You better talk about this stuff before you sign that dotted line and looking at, you know, are you able to be able to talk and open? And a lot of people assume, right? Oh, things are going to be the same. It's not going to be any different than when we're married. And then one person, maybe both people in that relationship think that things are going to change and be different. You need to be open. You need to be able to talk about it. Now, I'm not about people being fraudulent and, you know, hiding what they really want. And once we get married, oh, it all changes now. And I call that fraudulent. Okay. That person is lying. That person is misrepresenting themselves. And I'm not about that. I'm all about people being legit, being open, you know, and being honest with where they're going for and what they expect once you are married. Okay. So we talked about, you know, finances. What about parenting dynamics, right? One person, oh, you know what? I changed my mind. I don't want any kids. And now you're married. And the other one wants kids. And it's been fully open. These are situations that come up in my office, if not on a daily basis, they happen on probably a every other day basis that I deal with about broken expectations and how you view how you want to live your life. Or, you know, you look at sex as well, right? Do you think that sex is going to be better? It's going to be more prominent when you get married? Or one person is, oh, good, I don't have to have sex when we're married because, right, when you get married, everybody expects the sex to go downhill. I'm like, what? Why would that happen, right? We, you know, kids, tired, bills, all that stuff. But if you're living together, why would that change, right? So a lot of people are assuming, you know what, when we're married, our sex life is going to change. It's going to go downhill. It doesn't have to. Maybe your sex life can actually enhance and be better. Maybe if you've never lived together before marriage, and I do promote people are going to be mad, but I do promote people living together before you get married. Okay. And I know step family dynamics. I talked about that with Dr. Larry last week about step families. That's a whole nother gamut, but you know, that could be a different aspect. But if there's no kids involved or you have kids together, you know, I promote living together before you get married. And a lot of people are going to be upset and ticked at me about that. But, you know, let's face it, oh, it's a trial run to the real. But when you're in a relationship and when you're married, do you assume those things are going to change? You know, it's automatically all the issues, all the problems in your relationship are just going to go poof and vanish when you get married, right? When you sign that marriage license, when you go through the marriage ceremony, however you do it, you know, if you elope, if you have a big wedding, those type of situations, right? And you look at these expectations, how are our lives going to change when we're married versus just living together or just dating? Or let's face it, if you're just dating and you're not living together and you get engaged and you married, there's going to be a lot of changes, right? Because you're not used to living each other. How are towels going to be folded? Some people are fold, you know, tri-fold, right? Some people fold them in quarters and they argue back and forth. And it's like, is this really a big deal? Is this a deal breaker for a relationship or being married? Okay. Now, what about boundaries when you're talking about, you know, being married, about in-laws, outlaws? I shouldn't say outlaws, right? Or you get me, right? Friends, family, those type of dynamics, are the boundaries that you set when you're living together or dating, are those going to change? Oh, now we're married now, so it's okay, we do this. These need to be talked about and discussed, people. And I can tell you countless couples do not talk about these expectations. They all assume things are going to be the same when we're married, or one or maybe both people are going to say, oh, when we're married, everything's going to change. But they do not talk about anything, okay? Hello, Facebook user. I appreciate it. Hello. chiming in. Like I said, you can join, have your live chat down below, people, and that would be phenomenal, okay? So when you're talking about the, you know, premarital or early relationship, you know, questions and challenges and expectations, what does being married mean to you? Okay. It doesn't matter everybody else. Maybe you just are getting married because you feel better about yourself, that it gives you more status. Does it make you feel more safer? Does it guarantee a certain thing? Okay. Now, when you're also being, you know, getting married, that type of situation, or are you getting married because it's your mother is on your butt all the time? Oh, you're this age. You should be married. I want grandbabies. That type of situation. Are you being pressured from outside sources, societal, cultural aspects, or are you doing it because you want to get married, right? Not because you feel you have to, but you really love that person and you want to share lives together even more on a, you know, maybe even a more deeper level, whatever that means. And that brings me to another question. Do you feel that when you're married, you're going to have deeper intimacy? Are your sex life going to be better? You're going to try new things when you're married than when you're not married. I'm looking at what have you talked about, and those people that are engaged or recently got engaged, or maybe, you know, you're getting married soon, coming up within the next year, maybe coming up within the next, oh crap. What if you're getting married in the next couple of weeks and you've never questioned or brought up expectations what it's going to be like when we're married? For some people, you're living together, no changes, right? Oh, we're just being married, no different, no whatever. But for some people, they think, you know, that script's going to be flipped and a lot of things are going to change because we're married now. No. You're like, what the hell is going on, right? And this is where I want people to be able to understand and, you know, dig deep and ask these questions of each other. Okay. Like I said, I designed, you know, early relationship, premarital course I have on my website to help couples, because I don't want the proverbial shit to hit the fan. Okay. I want people to be prepared. We can't be prepared for everything. Not at all. And I don't want bad things to happen. I want people to be prepared to handle these questions, but also be flexible that maybe even when you're married, maybe for the first year of your marriage into your second year, what worked for you for that first year of being married might not necessarily work for you two or for the relationship like it did the first. So you can be flexible and to be able to talk about, hey, you know what? Are we able to talk about it? Are we able to be more, you know, sure of ourselves to be able to talk about anything? And I tell people, if you cannot talk about anything in your relationship, what is going to change once you're married? If you have a hard time talking about sex, you know, pleasure or sexual fulfillment, if you have a hard time talking about money, about finances, about boundaries with family, with friends, how your quality time is going to be together. If you have a hard time talking about those things, I'm going to be honest with you. You're not ready to be married, okay? You need to sit down and have more intimate talks about what can we do to better, to solidify this before we get married, okay? And a Facebook user, my husband and I talked about housekeeping expectations, money management, and delegation of car house care. You know what? That's awesome. That's terrific. And I'm all about that. And it's like, you know, the old adage, the guys, the man's supposed to take care of the car if it breaks down, or household. You know, there's a lot of women out there that are very handy out there about household, you know, chores or repairs, I should say, home improvement projects. I have a couple friends that they're women and they freaking work on engines, so in cars. So there's a lot of stereotypes out there. So that's great. that, you know, this Facebook user mentioned that, you know, they talked about this stuff before in the housekeeping, you know, who does what, who does that? Does somebody do dishes and the other one puts them away? Or if the person that does dishes, the other one cooks, those type of aspects. And it goes into, you know, how many hours you work per week as well. So there's a lot of things that you have to talk about. And maybe the most difficult thing you can ask yourself and ask of one another is, you know, what would make me a better person? What would make me a better partner going into the marriage? Are you able to look in the mirror? And a lot of people are looking at, I want this from that person. I want that from that person. You need to do this. You need to do that, right? But I'm asking you, are you able to look at how do you want to be as a partner? How do you both want to be as a partner before you get married? Again, it's not a right or wrong. I don't, nor should anyone dictate how your marriage should be, except you two, right? But if you're on totally different pages about what being married looks like, you need to iron those out before you get married. That's just my advice, okay? I tell people you can take it or leave it. I don't get upset or mad. Like I said, even though I've been doing this for a long time, I want to do what works best for you and to set you up for success, to have a happy, successful marriage and relationship. Again, it's not about perfection. It's about what do you do if there's a disagreement, if there's a debate or an argument, how are you going to handle that? And is it going to change? Oh, once we're married, we're automatically going to be able to handle everything. Why do you think it's going to change when you get married versus before you get married? Okay. These are things I want you to talk about, and you can have a lot of preconceived notions, ideologies, you know, basis for what a happy marriage looks like, but you better talk about them with the person you're going to be with and married and see if you're on the same page. Okay. Doesn't mean you have to be on the same page for everything, but what would be good enough for you now to be, hey, we're good enough. I'm happy. I'm okay with this. I'm, you know, my partner's happy. I'm okay with that. That's where I want people to be at. And of course, I would love the depth of intimate sharing, you know, emotional, mental sharing to increase where you're not afraid to talk about anything. And I would love that to be able to get you in a point to where it happens before you get married, okay? Everybody assumes all the, you know, the Band-Aids are going to stay on once you get married and all the issues are going to evaporate. They're not going to. They might even intensify. So that's where I want people to deal with them or seek help where you can, you know, seek me, someone, a reputable marriage or couples counselor in your area or, you know, virtually whatever works best for you to be able to help you to iron out. Again, it should never be about how anybody else wants you to be. And that includes professionals, okay? But to help you design where you want to be. And again, to not be afraid to address issues or challenges that come up. Because if a professional in the field is only telling you what you want to hear, you need to fire their ass because they're not helping you. You have to be able to hear stuff that might not come across as too pleasant. That doesn't mean it's disrespectful, not at all. But you need to be aware and be able to handle maybe some insights and some truth that might, you know, sort of detour away from your own beliefs, okay? That might contradict what you believe or how you view things, okay? So look at this. What are your expectations to get married when you're married? And we can look at, you know, even before you get married, right? Everybody talks about what type of marriage you're going to have or what type of wedding you're going to have, you know, how many groomsmen, bridesmen, the colors, what type of food. If you're going to elope or destination wedding or local wedding, are you going to get married at a local park, a church, those type of things, right? But I tell people there's a lot of planning that goes into a wedding for most people. How many hours, how many days are spent prepping for that wedding? Okay. I want to know how many days, how many hours are spent prepping for being married. Okay, so check out my website, theartofrelationships.org, and I'll check away. I agree being fluid and flexible is so important. Someday we have more energy and headspace and health to take on more. Other days we have little to none and may need extra support. You know what? Facebook user, absolutely. I'm human too. There's days where I'm like, I'm spent. Okay. Emotionally, physically, you know, home improvement projects I've been working on for a while. They need to get done. And I'm like, you know, I'm just spent. I'm done. So, and that's okay. You know, and to understand that within your partner. Okay. Again, you can check out every episode. It's, you know, every episode is live. I do of the Art of Relationships show. But every recorded version is on YouTube, on Facebook, all over the place under Love Guru Greg. Do a search. The audio version is on every listening platform from iHeart to TuneIn to Spotify to SoundCloud, you name it, Google Music. Do a search under The Art of Relationships Show. And I appreciate everybody tuning in. Thanks so much for your insights. And please message me, private message me on Facebook, YouTube, you name it, all over the place. My email address is greg@theartofrelationships.org. I'd love to hear your questions, your topics, and it helps me come up with ideas for shows to help you out. That's what I'm all about, is trying to help you have the relationship you've always desired and craved from here on out, okay? Peace and love to everybody out there. Thank you so much. Take care.